My guest in this portion of the program is one of the authors of The Second Death of Good Luck Tinubu, a new mystery starring Detective David Bengu, his nickname Kubu. This book and the first Detective Kubu novel are set in Botswana. Stanley Trollope is a University of Illinois alumnus and former teacher here at Illinois. He and his co-author, Michael Sears, are the writing team, Michael Stanley. Both are natives of South Africa. Their first novel, A Carry-On Death, was named one of the 10 best crime reads of 2008 by the Los Angeles Times. Now they're back with a new adventure for their detective, and Stanley Trollope will be back in Champaign-Urbana for an appearance tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at Borders Books in Champaign. He joins me on the phone this afternoon, and I'm pleased to have him as my guest. Stanley Trollope, welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being on your show.
How does this writing collaboration work?
Well, it's actually a wonderful experience. When we started 6 years ago, we were so ignorant of writing fiction that we didn't know you weren't meant to write fiction with somebody else. But we're very old friends of about 30 years, and we've traveled a lot and done professional things together. And so typically in a book, one of us chooses to write the next piece, maybe a part of a chapter or a whole chapter, and then sends it to the other. And typically we're on different continents because I spend a lot of time in Minneapolis. And then I look at what he's written, for example, and edit it and make suggestions. And then it goes winging back to South Africa. And he looks at what I've said. And we typically then get on Skype or something like that and discuss the areas on which we have some disagreement. And almost always we find a place where we are both happy.
Yeah. Well, what inspired the two of you to write the first book, A Carry-On Death?
As I mentioned, we've done a lot of traveling together. When I was here in Minneapolis, I used to go back and see my family in South Africa. And I'm a pilot, so I'd rent a small plane and fill it with friends and cases of wine. And we would head off to Botswana or Zimbabwe or Namibia and just go wildlife and bird watching. And on one of those trips, we were watching a pack of hyenas demolishing a wildebeest. And by the morning, the whole wildebeest had gone, everything, bones and all.
Wow.
And so we said, aha, if we ever wanted to get rid of somebody, the place to leave the body is with hyenas. And, of course, that sparked lots of, you know, amiable discussion and joking. And then about 15 years later, we said, why not actually write this into a book? And that's when we started writing A Carry-On Death. And the premise of that book is somebody stumbles on the hyena before the body is completely devoured.
Mm.
So suddenly there is a case, and it's no longer the perfect murder.
Well, tell us a little something about the plot for this this new book.
The second book, The Second Death of Good Luck Tinubu, is set in the very north of Botswana on the Namibian border, very close to Zimbabwe. And the book starts with a guest at a tented camp on the river being found murdered in the morning. And a little bit later, a second body is found, and a third person has left the camp prematurely, so he's obviously the suspect. And our detective, Kubu, comes from the capital, Gaborone, to investigate, and he is startled to find that Good Luck Tinubu, the first person murdered, is listed as being dead 30 years previously in the Rhodesian War in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And so the detective has to start trying to disentangle all of the web. And the backstory really is the unfortunate situation in Zimbabwe. Many years ago, you can imagine there were a lot of blacks who fought for independence against the white government. And many of those people today find their own country is not a free country with the regime of Robert Mugabe.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about the pain and turmoil Zimbabwe has seen now for some years?
I mean, it's just horrible. And what I think a lot of people don't understand is the impact that it has on all the surrounding countries. South Africa, where I spend part of my time, is got, I don't know how many, I don't think anybody knows how many immigrants, perhaps 3 or 4 million immigrants, all illegal, and Botswana has lots of illegal immigrants. And so people are fleeing there because there's no money, there's persecution if you oppose the government. And yet, as a country, it is potentially the richest country in the region. It used to be the food basket of the area. It's extremely rich in minerals, and the people are just really struggling. It's just so sad.
Mm. Why did you select Botswana for the setting of these two stories?
One of the things that we were told when we started writing was that you should write about something you know. And so we knew, obviously, South Africa very well and Botswana and Namibia. And we chose Botswana because we knew it better than Namibia. And we chose it over South Africa because the premise of the plot, having the ability for somebody to leave a corpse for hyenas to eat, would not actually really be possible in South Africa, because the huge game parks there are extremely well controlled and well regulated, and it would be almost impossible for, you know, a villain to go in there and leave a body undetected, whereas Botswana has huge wide open spaces and it would be very easy to do that. Plus, we love the country.
Yeah. It's one of the places that I would like to go to.
You should do that, and don't delay.
Okay. Well, tell us about the main character, the Detective Kubu, and I understand Kubu means hippopotamus.
Yes. Kubu's, I think, caught readers' attention, which, of course, is a delight for us. He wasn't originally going to be the main character. Again, because we'd been told we should write about what we know, the book opens with a professor and a game ranger finding this corpse, and we assumed that the professor would be the hero of the book, because both Michael and I are or have been professors. But of course, the police have to get involved in murder cases, and so this detective, who we call Kubu, left Khabarone to go to the camp, and by the time he got there, he had taken over the book, and he was the main character. And he is different from a lot of typical detectives, and I think that's what's really made him very appealing. First of all, he's very large. He's always on diet. He's a black detective in the Botswana police. He's happily married and very much in love with his wife. He follows very traditional Botswanan activities. Every weekend, for example, he drives to the next town where his parents live and pays them a visit and has lunch with them. And so he's a very nice person. Mm. He's also very sharp. And like a hippopotamus, which many people don't realize is the most dangerous animal in Africa, when he's aroused, he too is a formidable opponent.
Mm. Mm. I thought the elephant was the most dangerous animal.
Well, I don't think so. I think you'll find almost everybody who spends time in Africa will say the hippo is the worst. Okay. Elephants are actually pretty docile for the most part. Mm. But I would prefer to be confronted by an elephant anytime rather than an irate hippo.
Well, when we get to Africa, we'll keep that advice in mind. Stay away from the hippopotami.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, anything special you've got planned tomorrow when you'll be back in Champaign-Urbana for your appearance at Borders?
Well, first of all, I'm going to just enjoy wandering around. I spent 13 years there. I've got my PhD there and then was on the faculty. And I must say it was some of the best years of my entire life. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And have only been back a couple of times since I left in 83. So I'm going to see how it has all changed, and my favorite haunts, I'm sure, have all gone.
Mm.
And then at the event itself, obviously, we'll talk a little bit about the background, a little bit about Botswana and Zimbabwe. If the climate is ripe, have a little reading of a bit of the book. And then most importantly, just open it up for questions and answers, which is what works best, I think, in these settings.
Mm. When were you last back?
I was down there very briefly last year just to see a friend.
Mm.
But before that, it must have been a dozen years, I think.
Yeah. And what was your favorite haunt at the time when you were here?
Well, all of my friends, when we talk about Urbana-Champaign, I think we all Remember Murphy's, which I suspect may still be there.
It's still here.
And the deluxe diner for the wonderful catfish sandwiches on Fridays.
Alas.
They have gone, have they?
They've gone.
Oh, dear.
But there are wonderful changes that have taken place here in Champaign-Urbana as well. So I hope you enjoy your visit.
Well, as I said, it was an absolutely wonderful experience to come from South Africa and spend, you know, 10 years or so of my life there. Mm. The school was terrific and the people were outstanding.
Mm. Well, thank you for spending some time with me this afternoon. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it, and I look forward to being down there tomorrow.
Stanley Trollope is a University of Illinois alumnus and a former member of the faculty here at Illinois. He and his co-author, Michael Sears, are the writing team, Michael Stanley. They are the authors most recently of The Second Death of Good Luck Tinubu. It's published by Harper, and Stanley Trollope will be back in Champaign-Urbana for an appearance tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at Borders Book.